Hello, Mark. It's good to be back at the world's greatest cinema after a short break.
I hope you enjoyed it and come back nice and refreshed for the busy festive season.
I have come back refreshed. It was a good break, and I'm raring to go again.
Terrific stuff. And surprisingly, first movie up we're going to chat about is a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie. Last Christmas. And yes, the reference is to the George Michael song, Last Christmas. I think it's called the same. And this is your absolute no-brainer comedy, drama, romance, rom-com, Christmas-themed. I mean, it looks like a Christmas tree on the screen for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it ticks all the boxes of boy meets girl. It's got a bit of music in it. It's a lot of the soundtrack is the Wham era, or yeah. Wham songs.
It just sounds like the ultimate sort of feel-good movie that you know what you're going to get, you want it, you expect it, it delivers, and you enjoy it.
It's pretty much on the money. I'll tell you some things that are unique about it, however. That Emilia Clarke plays the lead female in it, or the lead female character, and she was famously the Dragon Queen in the Game of Thrones series, so anyone who knows that, which I'm sure there must be one or two people out there who do.
Never seen one episode of it.
Oh, you... got to put it on your to-do list. So she is the main character in it, effectively, and she plays basically a woman who's having a bit of a hard time in life, bumps into this rather handsome chap, and as you said, the rest is sort of predictable, but you know what you're getting and you want to get it. And other details are that it was written by Emma Thompson, and she plays Emilia Clarke's character's mother in it, and she plays an Eastern European sort of hard-end, sort of hard-nosed, hard-living mother, and she's hilarious in it. So it's got a good, you get some good laughs out of it too, and that starts Saturday night.
One of the guys who I think must have just about the finest voice that the world ever heard is Luciano Pavarotti. And the documentary biography about him is the next movie that we're going to talk about. And he defined, I reckon, what a superstar is all about.
Absolutely. And this is a really, you know, great piece on his life. I mean, these biopics I find enormously engrossing. And especially when it's about someone like this. I actually watched one about Nat King Cole the other night. And it was sort of felt very similar in a way, in as much as he was known the world round. Highly respected, revered, loved by people, not just for his music, but for his personality as well. And, you know, he's a household name. Who doesn't want to know more about this person that we all have heard many times over? And, yeah, as you said, what a voice. Incredible stuff.
Yep, absolutely. And Meet Me in St. Louis or St. Louis. Take your pick, Louis Lewis, potato, potato. let's call the whole thing off.
That's right. Well, we're only screening it once, so we don't have to call too much off. So this is our Cinetopia for next week on Tuesday, December 10th. And, yeah, it's a much-loved musical. You know, it's got all... Again, it's very similar to Last Christmas in many respects. It ticks all the boxes. Great Technicolor sheen about it. And, you know, it's got a bunch of songs that you can sing along to. And we do encourage that here at Star Cinema. And we thought it was a nice companion piece to the fact that we're playing the current release of Judy, the biopic with Renee Zellweger at the moment. That's still on. So sort of tied in well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think way, way back, I've seen that movie. And if I remember rightly, it was very good. Nothing like a good old musical. I love the musicals, too, where people are saying... So how are you, Martin? And I reply, I'm very well. And they break into song and dance at the drop of a hat. They're so ludicrous that it's great.
I mean, yes, these are suspend belief pieces, aren't they?
Yeah,
but
they
are of a time, and they did them so well in the back in the film studio days. And it's, again, as I always say, great film to see on the big screen in shared company.
Yeah, indeed. And still showing Blinded by the Light, Judy, and the Sprungsteen movie, as it says on my cheat sheet. You better sack your typist. Western Stars as well.
I was trying to be a bit multilingual there, Mark. So that's got another screening left this Sunday. So, yeah, that'll do really well because who doesn't love Springsteen?
Fantastic. Martin, as always, great. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mark.